Tuesday, 21st of July, Chodesh Tammuz, Rav Shimon Knopfler, Asheloi Beirchu Batora Tchilo.
Before I start, I just want to say you got me frightened. Because the topic that I gave forward, I want to speak about Asheloi Beirchu Batora Tchilo, I think you should have spoken after me, not before me. But in these days, as Chazal say, Mishenichnas Av, Mematim B'Simcha, tomorrow being Rosh Chodesh Av, when Klal Yisrael are Mis'abel on the Chovim Beis HaMikdash, on the Golus of Klal Yisrael, on the Golus HaShchina, and at the same time, we Mis'chazak ourselves in Amuna, in Bias HaMashiach, and the Gula Shlema, we know that the various dinim, the various minhogim of restrictions in Inyon Simcha and of otherwise various forms of avelus and beikah, the tzar that we need to have in our hearts, are all built up in order that we should be masakin ourselves for the reasons and the various avelus for which the Chobin came about in the first place. And by being misakin that, we will be makar of the geula. So first and foremost, we need to understand a little bit what the geulas came about, why the geulas came about, and how it's possible for us to be misakin that. I haven't got a magic cure, but at least let's investigate one point. The Gemara says in the Dorim Daf Pei Aleph, a very famous Gemara, Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, Mai Dechsiv, Shteit in Posuk in Yirmiyah, Mi Ho'ish Hechocham V'yovein Es Zois, V'asher Diber Pi Hashem Eilo V'yagido, Al Mo Ovdo Ho'oretz Nitzso Chamidbar Mebli Oive. The Novi asks, Mi Ho'ish, who is the person Hechocham? Who is V'chocham? V'yovein Es Zois, who will be a maven, who will understand this. What is this? We'll see in a minute. Va'asher diber pi Hashem elav, who has a gilu from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told, V'yagido will be able to explain to us, Almo of the Ha'oretz, why, for what reason, of the Ha'oretz we lost Eretz Yisrael. Nitzeso, Chamidbo, Mibli Oive, how it came about that Eretz Yisrael became desolate like a midbar with no passers-by. The next pasuk continues, Vayomer Hashem al Ozvom Asterosi Asher Nosati Nefneim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it all came al Ozvom because they forsook Asterosi Asher Nosati Nefneim, V'lo Yishomu B'Koyli, V'lo Yilchu Bo. They didn't listen to my voice and didn't go in the ways of the Torah. Vayelchu Achre Shrilus Libom, and they went after the desires of their own heart, V'Achre HaBa'olim, and Avedazores Asher Limdim Avoisom. So the Gemara says, Domozeh, this question Nishal was asked, Lachachomim, Velenviim, Ulemalachi Ashores, Lachachomim, the Neviim, the Malachim, were all asked the same question, Veloi Pershu, they could not explain it. Ad Shepersha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmai, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself explained this, Dichsiv, because it says in the Posuk, Vayoyme Hashem Al Ozvom Es Toi Rosi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Al Ozvom Es Toi Rosi. Freik the Gemara, the double lotion in the pasuk, it says, Al-Ozvom es Terosi Asher Nosati Lifneihem, V'lo Yishomu B'Koyli V'lo Yilchu Bo. Freg di Gemora, Hayinu Lo Yishomu B'Koyli Hayinu Lo Yilchu Bo, it's the same thing. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, Lo Yima She'em Nevolchim B'Toyr Utchila, they did not say Birchas HaToyr. So the Ran on the spot, this being Masechus Nadorim, the Ran on the spot, B'Shem Rabbeinu Yoina, he says, Chazal understood, it's impossible to explain this Gemara, that Al-Ozvom Es Terosi meant that Torah was forsaken, the Yidden were not Mekayim, they did not learn Torah, were not Mekayim the Mitzvahs. That's impossible. Because Chazal begin, as is obvious from the Pasuk, that Dovazeh Nishal, this question was asked, L'Chachomim, L'Neviim, U'Lemalachi Ashores. V'Chachomim, with the Chochmah Satorah, the Talmid Chachomim could not explain it. Neviim with Ruach HaKodesh did not know. Malochim, with a deeper understanding given the Neviim, could not explain it. In the end, Vayomer Hashem, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could explain it. Obviously, there was something here that was so delicate, it was so impossible to perceive. Not with Chochmah, not with Nevuah, not even Malachim could understand this. It's impossible to say that Eden were not Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs. That would be the obvious answer. Any child would be able to answer that. It's impossible even to say that Eden were not Oisek B'Torah, because they must have been Oisek B'Torah. It must be something over here that was going on, that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu whose Yedea Mamakeh HaLev could go into the depth of a person's heart, could explain what went wrong. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, Shleihoi Mevolchim B'Torah Tchilo. They didn't make a bracha on the Torah. And Rabbi Yona explains even further, I don't even know if it means that they didn't actually say Birchas HaTorah. Because had they not said Birchas HaTorah, then you have something concrete here, which even the Chachamim would be able to answer that, if they knew that people were not saying Birchas HaTorah, but at least the Nevi'im and the Malachim would definitely know that. So there must be something here in the meaning of Shlei Bercha B'Torah Tchilo, which Rabbi Yonah says means they were not machshiv the Torah. They did not give the Torah enough chashivas to understand that it's really to make a brocha on it. And that means that we're not oisek lishma, and therefore they were mezalzel in the brocha in Berchas HaTorah, because there was something missing in the oisek of Torah lishma. Let's try and understand a little bit more what is the concept of Birchas HaTorah in relation to the Chashivas of Torah, for which there was something here that Yidden were mezalzel in it, and for that came about such a terrible onesh that we're still suffering from now. The Nesivus, the Chavos Das, in the Psiche of one of his Svorim, Nachas Yaakov, he explains Birchas HaTorah, and he says like this. He says Birchas HaTorah, he calls it three brochas. It's two brochas, but it has three parts. The first part, Asher Kedushonu B'Mitzvayso V'Tzivonu La'asoik B'Divrei Soiro. The second part is a tefillah of the Har of Hashem Elokeinu as Divrei Sarascha B'Finu. We're asking for Torah to be gishmak, for us to understand Torah and to be zoicha to learn Torah nishma, and we finish Hamelamed Torah la'amo Yisrael, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamelamed Torah la'amo Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us Torah. And the third brocha, Asher Baruch Abonu Mikol Ha'ami V'Nosa Lonu Ester Osoi, and we finish Noisein HaTorah. So the Nesivus asks three kashas. First of all, why is there a tikkunah of three brochas? Where any mitzvah, normally we don't say everything about the mitzvah in its brocha. We say a brocha on the mitzvah, Shekut Shonu B'Mitzvah Yisuv Tzivon Elishmoy, HaKol Shoyfo, Shekut Shonu B'Mitzvah Yisuv Tzivon Elon Yach Tfilin, and so on. Any mitzvah, you make a brocha on the tzivui of the mitzvah, you give the mitzvah a name, and that's it. Here, we got a gantz arichas besides, Shekut Shonu B'Mitzvah Yisuv Tzivon Elasik B'Tiv Reseira, that should be the end of it. Why carry on and say a whole tefillah and Hamelam Torah Lam Yisrael and then another brocha? Second question, that the order, if we already are saying these three points, the order, l'chayra, is the wrong way around. We ought to first make a brocha on the actual fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, which is the third brocha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Noisein HaTorah. We ought to then make the brocha on HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaching us the Torah, Amelame, the Torah, Lama Yisrael, and only then can we say, Asher Kedushonu B'Mitzvayso V'Tzivonu La'asik B'Divrei Torah. If I have my Gemara open in front of me, that's the Noisein HaTorah, I have a Rebbe who's going to teach me this Torah, and now I can say, Asher Kedushonu B'Mitzvayso V'Tzivonu La'asik B'Divrei Torah. Why do we go about it the opposite direction? We start from La'asik B'Divrei Torah, then we give the Brucha for having HaKadosh Baruch Hu to teach us the Torah, and then the fact that there's a Torah in the first place. And the third question he asks is, the Nusach, Asher Baruch Abonu Mikol Ha'amim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us from among all the nations of the world, V'Nosan Lonu Es Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. But it's not true. Every child knows that when it came to the Zman of Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went around and offered the Torah to all the 70 Umas Olam. Every one of them asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu Voshteit Maksiv Bo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered each one according to the nature of that particular Ummah, and they all said they don't want it. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered it to us, and we said, Nasa v'nishma. So what does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us? Mikol Ha'amim v'nos alonu esterosai. It's the other way around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't choose us to give us the Torah. We chose the Torah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give it to us, and every other Ummah had the chance. They all didn't want it. So what does it mean? HaShabuch HaBonu Mikol Ha'amim. So the Mesivus answers, Al Pi Dalkoi, that even Bnei Noach, even Goyim, have seven mitzvahs, the Sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach. In order for them to be Mekayim, the mitzvahs, they also need to learn the dinim of the mitzvahs. They also need to take a sefer and learn what is required from them, what do they need to do, and how do they, or what are they not allowed to do, and how is one Mekayim it? So Goyim also need to learn the halachas of their mitzvahs. Nevertheless, there's no comparison between learning Torah, which a Goy will do if he wants to learn Torah in order to be Mekayim the Sheva mitzvahs, than the limud Torah that we do. And he puts down three differences. The first one, that a Goy only needs to learn Torah as a preparation, as a hachona to his limud Torah, as a hachona to the mitzvahs that he needs to do in order for him to be able to be Mekayim it. But he has no mitzvah in the actual limud Torah as such. Yidden, Limud HaTorah is a mitzvah in its own right, even if it's not in order to be Mekayim the halachas that belongs to it, as we heard before. Number two, we find the Malachim were jealous of Moshe Rabbeinu B'Shas Matan Torah, and they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mo'enesh Kiseskerenu Uven Odom Kiseskedenu, why are you taking so much notice of people? Give the Torah in heaven, give the Torah to us, give the Torah to the Malachim. There's a very famous Chazal, Moshe Rabbeinu answered, Moshe Rabbeinu was scared, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, give them an answer. They were afraid, Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, hold on the Kisei HaKovod. Moshe Rabbeinu held on to the Kisei HaKovod and said, started to the Malachim like this. He says, it says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Yitzeicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. He said to the Malachim, were you ever in Mitzrayim? Were you ever Meshuv to Paroi? Are you between the Umas Olam that are Evdal Vedazora that you need to be told to Yelucho Elem Achirim Alponai? Do you have a father and mother that you need to have Kibud Avraham? Do you ever do any work that there's such a musik for you to rest on Shabbos? And so on. Kina Yesh Beneichem, Yetzara Yesh Beneichem. And that's how they had to accept it. So as a Masivis, what did the Malachim think beforehand? Did the Malachim not know anything about what it says in the Torah that it's not applicable to Malachim in the first place? There's no Kibud Av V'Em, there's no Shabbos, there's no kashrus, they don't eat any food, it's impossible. I mean, the whole Torah does not apply to Malachim, it only applies to human beings. The Torah says, the Malachim knew that. But Torah has two parts to it. There's a pnimius HaTorah, there's an inner meaning to the Torah and to mitzvahs, and there's the superficial, the external, the shell, which he calls a levush. There's the levush and the pnimius. The levush is only shaykh for human beings, it's only shaykh for people. But the pnimius HaTorah is something that's shaykh for everybody, even for malachim. The malachim wanted to have the pnimius HaTorah. To know hoidcho al hashamayim, hoidcho is the deeper value in the Torah. That's what the malachim wanted. Don't give it away to Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu answered, There is the physical part of the Torah which is not shaykh for you malachim, and we can't separate the two. It's only shaykh to have the Torah if you can have the mitzvahs ma'asiyas, the chelek of the Torah, the part of the Torah which is applicable even to human beings. You can't separate the parts and say you want the inside and give us the shell. And the malachim had to accept that. The third difference, zok the nesivus, the Gemara says, Leike midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas boss of Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is different to human beings, to a boss of Adam. A boss of Adam who sells a precious item that he owns. He sells it to somebody, even if he gets good money for it, he's upset. The moicha is sad, and the person who buys it is happy. The person who buys it has purchased a precious item. The person who sold it, he needs money, has to sell it, but he doesn't really want to part from it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was happy. So we find, Leike Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Bosa Vodo. Zog the Nesivas. The Moshel and the Nimshel are not comparable. Why? The Moshel is that if I own something, and I need to sell it, I don't want to sell it, but I have to. So I sell it to somebody. If I sell it to somebody, I lose it. Once I've relinquished it to someone else, I'm missing it. I'm left without it. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He taught Torah to Klal Yisrael. He teaches Torah to Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't lose the Torah. So it's like like a candle where everybody can take off their light for their flame from it, but Ein Oreh Chol Saklum, there's nothing missing from the original one. Why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu be sad for giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael? He didn't give anything away. All he did was he spread the light of the Torah to more. But he was left with what he had before in the first place. Only, the Torah says, similar to how the Drosh HaSoran explains in the famous story in the Gemara in Bava Metzia of Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, where, without going to the whole arichas of the mass over there, there was a suffix, Beheres, if there's a nega from Tsuras, which is, and the Seol Lovon, a white hair, is a simon tumor. So the Gemara says, if the Beheres came before the Seol Lovon, then it's Toma. If the Seol Lovon came before the Beheres, then it's Tor. What happens if it's a suffix? We're not sure. So the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Tor, and Kulam Esif to the Rekia said Toma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, in such a case, the din is Tor, and the Mesifta Durukiyah, the Yeshiva Shel Maladotin, they all said that it's Toma. And they couldn't come to an agreement. They said, who will be Machriya? Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. So they asked Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, he answered Tor, and he was nifta with it, and so on. Zog the Drosh HaSoran, how is it possible if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Torah that the others should argue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How do you argue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the din in the Torah? Sof kosof is HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Torah. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the din, that's the din. How is it possible to argue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu about what the din is? So the Drosh HaSoran explains, very simply, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah in Har Sinai to Yidden, then part of the psak of giving the Torah is that the horos, the psak in the Torah, any kind of achrua in halacha on the Torah is no longer the domain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to paskin. It has to be paskin by the Sanhedrin according to human understanding, according to the way they understand it, according to their seichel. And if the Sanhedrin will paskin something, that this is the din, even if it's contrary to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended in the first place, the din is like the Sanhedrin and not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael for Klal Yisrael to be Machriya the Torah. And he's got Arichas about it. Zogte Nesivis, that's Pshat, that the Moshel which the Gemara brings, when Leike Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Bosa Vodom, because if somebody sells something, HaMoicha Otzev HaLeikeach Sumeach, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was happy giving the Torah over to Klal Yisrael, even though by giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael, he actually lost control of it. He gave over the control of paskening the dinim of the Torah to Yidden, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not be able to say anymore, no, I didn't mean that, so the din is not like Sanhedrin says, the din is like I say. It's not true, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imatoyer. Kulim Esif to Drikiyah Omratome. If the psak would be like that, then the psak would be different to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Nesivus explains that the three brochas of Birchas HaTorah is dependent on these three differences. And he begins like this. The first one, Asher Kedushonu b'mitzvoisov, v'tzivonu la'asek b'divrei Seiro, is a brocha on the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the zchus to have a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, that Limud HaTorah itself is a mitzvah, and not just a Heksha, it's not just an instruction manual how to be able to be Mekayim the mitzvahs. So I need Torah in order to let me know how to be Mekayim the mitzvahs. The actual Torah itself is a mitzvah on its own. That's why we say, Asher Kedushonu b'mitzvahisav, v'tzivonu lasek b'divrei Torah, Akshbacha commanded us to learn Torah. The second one is a brucha, as we explained before, like the Maluchim were arguing, they wanted the Pnimius HaTorah, they want the inner meaning of the Torah. Without what he calls the levush, the physical manifestation of the Torah. So we make a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that pnimiyas HaTorah, which be'emes is a chokhmah elikis, which be'emes is a chokhmah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is far beyond human understanding anyway. It would not be possible for us, with our limited capacity, to be able to understand a Torah which actually comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only reason why we are able to understand Torah in the first place is only because we can say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamlameid Torah L'Am Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually teaching us this Torah. And that's why we're Mispalel V'Hare Evno Hashem Elekeinu, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make sweet for us as Divrei Saras Chul Bufinu V'Fiyah Samchu Beis Yisrael, and so on. So this is a special bracha that we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually teaching us Torah, not that He gave us the Torah once in Har Sinai at the time of Matan Torah, but Kseida HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the Torah. And number three, when we say HaShabuch HaBonu Mikol HaAmim, we say Baruch HaTo Hashem Noisein HaTorah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually gave us the Torah b'matona, that the Torah belongs to us, that it doesn't belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore. And that's a far deeper meaning than just HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us and gave us the Torah. And that is something HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us separately. According to this, it's very easy to understand. When Chazal say Amo of the Horas, Al Asher Lo Bilcha B'Torah Tchilo, that they did not make Bilchas HaTorah, what does it mean? It doesn't mean they didn't make Bilchas HaTorah, as we said before. Had Yid not said Bilchas HaTorah, the Chachomim, the Nevi'im, the Malachim would have been able to catch on to that one. What was it that the Malachim didn't understand? Come with one more question. The Gemara says in Yuma that this pasuk is going on the Chorban of the first place of Mikdash. The Gemara says in Yuma, in Chorban Ba'is Rishon, Yidin were Oved Aved, the Zorah, Gelaroyes, Shvichas Domim, the Gimel Averis Chamuris were rampant by Klal Yisrael at the time. Well, how does the pasuk say, and Chazal explain it, that nobody understood Almo of the Horetz why the Golus came about? I mean, there were terrible Averis going on by Klal Yisrael at the time. Why was it so difficult to understand? Now the Torah says, Avada there were Averis by Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he understood. Had Yidden understood the real chashivas of the Torah, how choshev it is, and what its value is, first of all, they would never have got to that madrega of being able to do so many averis and such terrible averis. The intent Suleiman, the Yetzirah, would have got there and managed to make them do those averis, but with understanding the chashivas of the Torah, they'd have done tshuva and they'd have got out of it. And they'd have come back and they'd have improved. The reason why Klal Yisrael came to such a matzav was only Al Asher Lo Bilchu B'Torah Tchila, because they did not understand that deep chashivas of the Torah ad kedei kach. It's possible, though, we can take this point one further. Chazal tell us that before Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went around and offered the Torah to all the Umas HaOlam, and every one of them said they don't want it, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael said, Na'aseh V'Nishma. When did HaKadosh Baruch Hu offer the Torah to all the 70 Umas? How long before Matan Torah did this take place? If you learn the Psukim, it's Mashma, it was just before Matan Torah. And Pasuk says, Hashem Misinai bo, v'zorach misei elomoi, hefiyah mehar poron, v'osom rivu v'izkodesh. And then there's another Pasuk, Eloika miteimon yovoi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the day of Matan Torah, when he came to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael, he came from the Umas HaOlam, from offering it to the Umas, and offered it to Klal Yisrael. Now we know, first of all, that Klal Yisrael said Na'aseh V'Nishma was 3 or 4 days before Matan Torah. So Klal Yisrael had already really said Na'aseh V'Nishma. okay, maybe the chronology doesn't work out exactly like that. Maybe Hashem in Sinai Bo means a few days before. Possibly. But let's carry on. Let's imagine a scenario. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went around to the Umas Olam, 70 Umas, one after another, offered them the Torah. They all said no. Suppose Umma number 43 would have said yes. How would history have changed? What would have happened then? So Umma number 43 would have said yes. Would they have been the Eden? Would they have been Klal Yisrael then? Well, let's find out a minute further. If they would have said yes, would HaKadosh Baruch Hu still have gone to number 44, 45 and so on? After one Ummah has said yes, would HaKadosh Baruch Hu have carried on? Presumably yes. Because why should the others lose out because they haven't been asked yet? It's Pashtus, not by chance, that Klal Yisrael were last. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have carried on. So there may have been, so let's say Yidden would also have said yes. So there would have been two Ummahs in the world, one Klal Yisrael, one, whatever, number 43, who would have accepted the Torah. How would things have been different? So you've had 69 Umas Olam Goyim as we know them as they are now. One, a Goyish nation who keeps the Torah, and one, us. And would they have been the same as us? Now let's take the scenario one further. What if Chas V'Sholem number 43 would have said yes? HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have got to Yidden. Yidden would have said, what does it say in the Torah? And, I don't know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have said no internet, and Yidden would have said no way. So what would the matzav have been then? Yidden would have said no. So would that Ummah number 43 have been the Klal Yisrael of the world, and Yidden become like one of the Goyim? Now, I can't swallow that. Because Yidden in Mitzrayim had already been told, Yidden came out of Mitzrayim in order to accept the Torah. Yidden were promised Eretz Yisrael on condition of having been mekabel the Torah. The others, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Yidden were in the cloak of the others. And the others had been promised the Torah and Eretz Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael, and so on. It's impossible to fathom that any one of the other Ummas Olam could have been mekabel the Torah and Yidden not. There's no such a possibility. So in that case, what would the difference have been? It's poshut that Yidden were always designated to be mekabel the Torah, whatever they would have said. Had Yidden said no, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as any case happened, Kof Aleihem Ha'ke Gigis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you must be mekabel the Torah. Had there been one of the other Ummas Olam who would also have said yes, they would not have been equal to Yidden. It would have been a Goy with Torah. They would have been different to the Goyim without Torah. But they would not have been Yidden, they would still have been Goyim, they would not have been the Enik L'Chavrohum Yitzchak Yaakov, they hadn't been in the Kurah Baldel in Mitzrayim, and so on. It's not possible. So, actually we have an understanding here. The famous Kasha that all the Rishonim ask, if Yidden had already said Na'aseh V'Nishma, then why Kof Aleihem Ha'ke Gigis to force them to be Mekabel the Torah? The answer to that is, because for Yidden to be Mekabel the Torah was not dependent on their choice of saying Na'aseh V'Nishma. It was an extra zchus that Yidden actually said Na'aseh V'Nishma. But be'emes, Yidden were going to be Mekabel the Torah whether they liked it or not. And this is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed the Yidden when it was Kof Aleihem Ha'ke Gigis. Which also gives us to understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Klal Yisrael last. Because Klal Yisrael were not part of the question, do you want the Torah or not? Because Klal Yisrael had to be mekabel the Torah anyway. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just offered it to the other Ummas. He never offered it to Klal Yisrael. When he came to give it to Klal Yisrael, it was an extra zchus of Klal Yisrael that Klal Yisrael actually said Na'aseh V'Nishma. Therefore, if we understand it that way, the question that the Nesivos asked, why do we say Ashabuch Abonu Mikol HaAmim V'Nosanon Es Torosoi? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't choose us. We chose HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The answer is Pushit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did choose us, because even had we not been Mekabel the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have given us the Torah. HaShabuch HaBonu Mikolam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us, He would have given us the Torah, whatever would have happened in any case. Memeila Ibazoi, there's no dimion, there's no comparison to the Torah, our Torah, to the Torah of Klal Yisrael, to the Torah of what Goyim would have had they had it. And that is what we mean when we make Berachas HaTorah, when we say Berachas HaTorah. Therefore, Amor Avdu Ha'oretz, Amor Shele Berachas HaTorah Tchila means, Yidden did not understand the depth of Berachas HaTorah, which means that Klal Yisrael having Torah is not the same as any other kind of having Torah, which the Ummah Sa'olam, for instance, would have had they been Mekabel the Torah. Because had the Ummah Sa'olam been Mekabel the Torah, it would have been a goy with hot Torah. And we are Ashabocha Bonu Mikolam Ibn Osalon as Torah, so Torah is necessary for the Kiyum of Klal Yisrael as a Metzias. In which case, that difference was not something that a human could define, not even the Malachim could define that. And Memela, it had to be Vayoma Hashem Alazim as Torah. It's not for me to make suggestions, but as we're entering Chodesh Av and approaching these days, maybe if we would have just a little bit of extra kavona in Birchas HaTorah, it would be a tikkun to this Halacha of Bircha BaTorah Tchila, and maybe that would help to bring about the Gula Shleim B'Mehirah V'Yamim.